say radio news.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
There's more good news from a critical sector of the U.S. economy, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A survey just out from the National Federation of Independent Business says it's one of the best times ever for small businesses in the history of America. The Federation's Small Business Economic Trends Report finding 76% of small business owners find the current business environment positive. It also says 44% of them are planning to increase employee compensation this year. 27% are planning to add workers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the president's big applause lines when he goes out and does his rallies like he did earlier this week was talking about the wall and how Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Well, Diane Black, she's a congresswoman from Tennessee. She has another idea of how folks can help pay for the wall.
Have a dedicated fund within the Treasury where the American people who want to see the wall will have an opportunity to be able to just send their money in.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said today that his agency has been working with Native American tribes that are suffering under an influx of opioids and other hard drugs. Zinke joined Fox News to discuss why drugs are such a big problem on Native American reservations.
A lot of times the tribes have a lot of land, not a lot of law enforcement on the land, and they're being used by the drug dealers to come in, mule and traffic, not only drugs, but you know, child trafficking is really large, and you know they need some help. Mm-hmm. So we work with the tribes. We're serious. As the president has said, this is a war on opioids. It's destroying communities. It's destroying communities on Indian reservations at a higher rate. And so we're targeting the problem, which is the drug dealers, and we've been enormously successful.
Zinke also explained some of the logistics.
So what we do is we coordinate with the tribal police, nation to nation. But it's been enormously successful, and I'm proud of what our BIA, our Bureau of Indian Affairs mm-hmm. officers have done, our BLM. We have 4,000 law enforcement officials.
Initially, the New York Times said 1,000 people attended the president's rally in Nashville, Tennessee a few days ago. Well, the president challenged that assertion on Twitter, and it turns out the president was right. The Times issued a correction saying now approximately 5,500 people attended the rally, not 1,000 people. Finally, back on this date in 1930, Clint Eastwood was born. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, we're just talking about Langone, I Love Capitalism, and some of the stories that really bothered me this past week. And here's one of them. Last week on the program, we talked about what happened in Seattle and how they are now going to start taxing businesses based upon the amount of employees that you have, an actual head tax. For every employee that you have, you're going to have to pay, if you make over a certain amount of money, you're going to have to pay a tax, an additional tax to the local government, the local lord on the manor. It's sad if you really think about it. It's hard for me to think of a dumber idea. This tax is going to be used in Seattle to what? Pay for the homeless, they say? Wait a sec. Aren't these companies doing the society and your community a solid by hiring more people to actually keep people from being homeless? Who is doing more to keep people off the streets? The business owner who hires people or the bureaucrat that takes money from the business that is doing so? Well, I was afraid of this, and I saw this story this past week. Cupertino, California. This is the city that houses Apple's global headquarters, is now mulling whether to implement this head tax on its largest employers. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to spread. We call it the Seattle virus. Call it the Seattle virus. The Seattle virus is going to spread. Because that's one thing about bureaucrats. It's one thing about elites, politicos, leftists, whatever you want to call them. They can't run a business. They can't sign the front of a check. They can't come up with a marketing plan. But hey, you know what? They can find new and creative ways of taking your money away. They will find all sorts of ways of taking your money away. And they saw this one in Seattle, and they said, you know what? We're going to jump on this all over the country. How long do you think it's going to be before this hits New York? And Bill de Blasio says, you know what? That's a great idea. We'll use that money to pay for, I don't know, infrastructure or subway repairs. Because there never will be enough money for them. I know it's Memorial Day weekend. I get that. And listen, this is of no disrespect at all. But many times I see people out there flying their flags and putting on this air of patriotism, and sometimes it rubs me the wrong way. It just does. People don't know, most people don't know what it's like, what freedom is really all about, what it entails. More than happy to give up their freedom to the government. It has to stop at some point in time. I mean, we've discussed this here on the program when it comes to real estate. The idea, the concept that you own your own home, you own land. No, you don't. No, you don't. Oh, sure, you purchase it, you own the house, you own the land. What happens if you stop paying your property taxes? What then? What's going to happen to you? You're going to lose it. There goes your property. It's gone. It's gone. They're just going to take it from you. Anyway. Highest mortgage rate in 8 years. Unleashing bidding wars in home buying frenzy. Oh, boy. Again, I've got to explain this to people. Again. Don't do this. Don't ever, ever, ever be rushed into spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. I know. They're going to tell you that you've got to do it. You got to do it now. The real estate market is tight. Not a lot of houses out there. You're going to act or someone else is going to take it. That might happen. Still be patient. Be patient. You're seeing mortgage rates go up. We all understand that, right? What do you think is going to happen to the price of homes? Eventually. It's not going to happen overnight. They're going to come down. They're going to come down. The price of money goes up, and people have to borrow money to pay for a house. The price of the home will eventually come down. You know, when it comes to homes and it comes to people's financial plan, I've written extensively on this as well. We were talking last hour a little bit about Social Security and trying to pretend like it's not there. Pretend like it's not there. Now, many people as well think that their home is their retirement plan. Listen, you own a home for 30 years. Yeah. More than likely, you're going to be able to sell that home at a much higher price than what you bought it for. And traditionally, the value of homes have gone up at about the rate of inflation over time. But did you really make money on that house? When you go back and you think of all the paint jobs, all the upkeep, the taxes, the interest, everything that went into that home, let's just say if it's a 30-year period of time, did you really make a lot of money? No. A home, and I've explained this before, your home means many things to you. Mine does. Most of them are good. Throwing a ball around in the backyard with the kids. Shooting at the lacrosse goal in the backyard. Playing in the pool. Barbecues. Christmas. All that stuff. It gives you comfort. It gives you protection. But it's not something that you need to rely on for financial security. Too many people, they do that, and it's the wrong way of looking at it. We're not bats. We can't hang from trees. When I'm looking at my mortgage, It's a bill. It's a bill. No different than the electric bill, a telephone bill, whatever it may be. And that's how you should treat it. People oftentimes as well convince themselves that if they put all sorts of improvements into this house and they put a new kitchen in, they put a new this in, a new that in, oh, they're going to get all that money back when they sell it. No, you're not. I'm here to tell you right now, that is not going to happen. You want a new kitchen for your house? Fine. Put it in because you want it. Put it in because you want it, much like you might want a new television. Because you're not going to get your money back. No way, no how. Can't say how many people convince themselves, I'll get my money out. No, you're not. You're not. And oftentimes the problem is you end up paying more for the home improvements if you borrow money to fix the house up. Again, put the house and real estate into proper perspective. Really quickly on this story before we're going to jump to break here. I wasn't surprised. I guess I was kind of hopeful, but I knew it wasn't going to happen. Rand Paul put up his proposal to balance the federal budget by 2023. It lost in the Senate 76-21. All Rand Paul was asking, all he was asking was this: $400 billion in cuts next year, followed by 1% spending increases for the rest of the next decade. What happened? All of the hawks came out. Oh, yeah, the hawks came out, said that Rand Paul was trying to undermine the American military. No. His proposal would have let Congress decide how much to cut from each department, including the Pentagon. Yeah, Lindsey Graham's out there saying this would be devastation to the military. put this into perspective. If the entire $400 billion cut that Rand Paul proposed were applied to the Pentagon, America would still spend far more on the military than any other nation. But any sort of talk about any cuts to the military, oh my God, gets Republicans running for the hills. That's kind of like the third rail of politics for Republicans, kind of like entitlements for Democrats. But that's it. That's all it would have taken. All it would have taken to balance the budget by 2023. And they couldn't even do that. Anyway. Going to take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff there at the website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom, and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, a little Van Halen part two. Yeah, Van Hagar. That was good too. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We talked about Social Security. Well, again, Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. Pay-as-you-go system. In other words, Ponzi scheme. We already told you it's running out of money in 16 years. Now, how do you think this is going to help Social Security? U.S. births hit their lowest number since 1987. Last year's fertility rate drop was the largest one-year decline since 2010. American women are having children at the lowest rate on record, with the number of babies born in the U.S. dropping to a 30-year low. Sheesh. That's what happens in where? European countries. This is a side effect of socialism town. To people new to the program, for a while here on the program, well over 10 years, I was explaining to people that we are, well, Hayek called it the road to serfdom. We called it the highway to hell. Little AC/DC action there. And what that is that we're going to socialism town. And it was a couple years ago on the program here, I declared that we are in socialism town. We've arrived. We're in. And much like Hotel California, once you check in, it's very, very difficult to leave. Low birth rates happen in socialist countries. Why? They can't afford to have kids. The burden of the state becomes too great. You know, it was good in this U.S. births hit the lowest number since 1987. It was good to see. One good part about it was that teen pregnancies are way down. That's fantastic. But when it's hard to get by, people are practical. It's an economic concern. Despite what Marco Rubio says, it is an economic concern. It should be an economic concern. What is another reason why we've got birth rates hitting these low numbers? Student loan debt. Student loan debt most certainly is playing an enormous part in this number. Oh, you're 21 years old and you're six figures in debt? What the? How do we get out of that one? Time. Long time. It's almost like an arrested development type of an effect. And people push off having kids till much, much later on because they can't afford to have kids. Having kids is not inexpensive. I do remember, not fondly. I know, it's one part. I hated going to Babies R Us. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. My wife used to send me there all the time to get dumb stuff. And also formula. But yeah, having a baby is expensive. Couple that with high student loans. You know what? I can't afford to do both right now. I live where? Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to send my kids to private school. How am I going to pull all of this off? You know what? We're going to wait. And then people end up having less kids if they have kids at all. This, again, a part of being in socialism town. Anyway, wanted to get into a little bit into the politics of the week. Everybody's kind of asking my take in regards to the Trump. It's so hard to put it together. You know how I describe it? I would describe it as a jigsaw puzzle. One of those mega jigsaw puzzles with like 500,000 pieces. And starting to put more and more together. You've got to look at the jigsaw puzzle. You got to look really hard at the pieces to kind of figure everything out. And you also have to kind of read into things to some degree. The actions of James Clapper, Brennan, Comey, I don't know, call me crazy. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Do they seem very, very guilty to you? They've been on a whirlwind media tour. Go, Clapper's been on The View. He's on PBS. He's here, there, and everywhere. And he's looking more and more ridiculous every single time he goes on a new program. He actually said on PBS, and this didn't get a lot of press, and I think the reason is that I don't think that the mainstream media, I don't think wants people to think that the guy's crazy. He actually said on PBS that he thinks that the Russians tilted the election towards Donald Trump and allowed for Donald Trump to win. What? How? By buying Facebook ads? By spending $100,000 on Facebook ads, the Russians tilted the election to Trump? It has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of in my entire life. But he said it. Something's wrong here, people. It really is. Something's off when it comes to this story. And I'm telling you right now, it's making me nervous in a way that might surprise you. I am hoping that when more of this information comes out, I am hoping that the Obama administration, I hope that the staffers at the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett, whoever, Ben Rhodes, whoever was behind this, Loretta Lynch involved with this, didn't let Obama know. Kept him out of the loop on this in an effort to protect him. Reason why I say this is that we're already at each other's throats here in this country. We are already at each other's throats. You're going to throw an issue like this in with Barack Obama. Like I said, it is what it is. If he was, you know what? We need to know about it because I'm all about transparency. But it frightens me because I don't think it's at all good for the country. This spy within the campaign. Trump has managed to turn this, and he's good at this, he's good at sales, turned it into a scandal. Spygate is what they're calling it now. I do have to hand it to him. I don't always agree with Donald Trump, but he called all this stuff. He said all of these things were actually taking place and happening, and they were. So, again, people, I don't know what to tell you. Listen, I don't care if you are a super Trumper or you can't stand the guy. You hate the guy with the heat of 1,000 white suns. You have to come to agree that this, none of this is good. Spying on a candidate is not good. Not good for this country at all. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior North Korean official ended their talks today in New York City. Secretary of State Pompeo then updated us on those meetings.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction. Today, Vice Chairman Kim and I discussed how our countries could come together and take advantage of the unique opportunity that our two leaders have created through their visions of the future that they have so clearly articulated. The proposed summit offers a historic opening for President Trump and Chairman Kim to boldly lead the United States and the DPRK into a new era of peace, prosperity, and security.
President Trump is in Santa Fe, Texas, where he's meeting with family members and community leaders that were affected by the school shooting there earlier this month. On the plane, now the president did say something rather curious, where he had talked about pardoning both Martha Stewart and former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ain't got no regrets. Oh, I haven't heard this song in a long time. Lou Gramm, Midnight Blue. Wow. One of those, kind of a one-hit wonder from the 80s. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. I'm not making this up. Again, I don't know. This lady has kids. How do you go home and face your kids every day with the type of BS that you come up with? Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is considered a potential 2020 presidential contender, she was at a Women in Leadership conference. And she actually suggested that if it was Lehman Sisters rather than Lehman Brothers, we wouldn't have had the financial crisis. There wouldn't have been a financial collapse. She was at the Progressive Center for American Progress Ideas Festival. What the hell is that? They just put a bunch of words together? Says that women have all these different life experiences. And women of color are even more important. Why? Why? That was the same BS that they had with Judge Sotomayor, wise Latina. What the hell does that even mean? What does that even mean? You know the actual studies done between various different cultures around the planet and found that the whole basic cultural identity thing and what country you're from, I'm Greek, I'm Italian. You understand that it's minuscule. Minuscule. Basically, let me put it to you this way. The differences are more about gender than anything else. They really are. But they're always coming up with ways to divide. To divide. Separate people into various different groups. Oh, Kirsten, by the way, I just thought of it. The CFO, the CFO at Lehman Brothers when they collapsed was a woman. Was a woman. What about Yahoo? What about Yahoo? Maybe if there was a man in charge rather than Marissa Meyer, maybe she wouldn't have drove that company into the ground. Is that okay to say? What about Carly Fiorina's tenure over at Hewlett-Packard? Maybe if a man was in charge, maybe they wouldn't have decided to buy Compaq and do that merger. What the hell are you pulling here? And this is supposedly supposed to be some sort of big thinker, astute thinker, someone's going to run for the presidency. This is crap, is what this is. And anybody who buys into this nonsense, you need your head examined. You really do. Man, woman, what color, it doesn't matter. Can you get the job done? Yes or no? Oh, there would be no financial crisis if women were in charge. Anyway. Well, hear about this one. Another "see, I told you so" moment here on the program. Britain's booming jobs market. Employment rate at its highest since records began in 1971. Wages rose faster than inflation. Wow. Boy, that Brexit thing's pretty bad, huh? So stupid. Oh, man. Honestly, that was the last time I was on Fox News. I think I became persona non grata on Fox News, too, because I completely defied what they wanted me to talk about. They thought I was coming on Fox News to scare people about Brexit and how this is going to be terrible and the markets are going to collapse and it's going to be awful. And I did the exact opposite. Exact opposite of what they wanted me to do. And I said, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. Everybody calm down. Whether you want to believe it or not, people, I don't care how much you love Fox News and Fox and Friends and Fox and this and Fox and that. It doesn't make any difference. We're all there to sell ads. And they're there to try to get you roped in, sucked in, tractor beam of divisiveness and arguing whatever it may be. If you think it's healthy, you're crazy. Again, shut off the TV, pick up a book. Need a suggestion? Call me. I'll be more than happy to give you one. No more than happy. Let's take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. All right. Starbucks. Listen. All right. Full disclosure here. I'm not a fan of their coffee. I'm not. I am a coffee lover, and I am not a fan of Starbucks coffee. With that being said, many people are. We all know how popular Starbucks is. Their leadership over at that company leaves much to be desired. They have a problem. They have an issue in Philadelphia where an overzealous manager made a mistake. Could have handled the situation much differently than he did and caused problems. Again, this is the type of story that probably shouldn't have made national news, but it did because it's divisive. And that's what we're looking at right now. We're trying to divide people into many groups. We're trying to make people as angry as we can. So what does Starbucks decide to do? They all of a sudden say, you know what? If you want to come into Starbucks, you don't have to buy anything. You can plop yourself down. You can use the bathroom. You can use the Wi-Fi. Away you go. And then not long after, they came to the realization that this is going to be a disaster. You've basically turned Starbucks into a homeless shelter, is what you've done. Now, I'm one of those people, I'm on the road a lot with kids, and, you know, sometimes looking for a clean bathroom, you know what, we'll stop at Starbucks. But I'll buy something. I'll get myself an iced tea, don't like the coffee. Maybe the mints, get the kids a little snack or something like that. I'm not going to just go in there and use a bathroom without buying. It's not going to do it. It's wrong. Yeah, I was talking about this past week in regards to coffee and the consumption of coffee. I enjoy my coffee. I like cafes, but I am more of an old school cafe guy. I'm not a big Starbucks guy. My favorite coffee shop, they're in Italy. They are. And it's kind of an alert in case you're going there, how things work. You walk into a cafe bar and you want a cappuccino, you want an espresso, and you order it up at the bar. You are going to pay a lower price for that coffee if you stand there and you drink it at the bar. No bar stools, just stand. It's cheaper. Now, if you get a coffee and you go sit down, they're going to charge you more. There's standing coffee and there's sitting coffee. And then if you're getting waited on in the cafe, they charge a cover charge, a little servizio, the service charge as well. But it is what it is. They're not going to allow people to come in and just loiter and use up the space. It's a business, is it not? Anyway. Google here. Quickly on this story, too. Google has decided officially removed its "Don't Be Evil" motto from its code of conduct. Yeah, this is going back to its infancy. That was their little motto, "Don't Be Evil." I've got to give credit where credit is due. At least Google is being honest now. They're going to try not to be evil. Yeah, but we're going to listen in on your conversations, and we're going to track you wherever you go. To this day, it does creep me out. I'll get in my car, and I'll be going somewhere, and my phone knows where I'm going. Oh, and obviously, they track where I go, and they look at patterns, but why? Why? And am I the only one that finds that creepy? I don't know. Maybe it's on Google Maps. I've probably got to find a way to shut that off. But in the same line of thinking, I don't know if you saw this story this past week. This family had their conversation recorded. Yep, from Alexa. Alexa's Amazon's little spying device that people willingly put in their house. Again, I still don't understand this. To this day, I don't get it. Why would you put something like that in your house? Well, anyway, Alexa recorded an entire conversation that they were having there at the house and sent it to one of the people on their contact list. Not making it up. No, they're not listening in on your conversation. They wouldn't do that. Come now. Right. Anyway, off the beaten track here. I'm not making this story up either. Again, we kind of like to have our little fun stories towards the end of the program that kind of defy any sort of logic or reason. Dean Carlson, who is supposedly a sexuality expert. I don't know how one becomes that, but she says that she is. She is saying, and she was interviewed saying that babies. Yes, and I'm talking babies. I'm talking babies, like they don't talk yet. They just cry. Babies should give consent to having their diapers changed by their parents. Actually said this ABC interview. Yep. She says, we work with children from 3 years old. We work with parents from birth. From birth, the host responds. Yeah, just about how to set up a culture of consent in their homes. So I'm going to change your diaper now. Is that okay? Of course the baby isn't going to respond. Yes, mom, that's awesome. I'd love to have my diaper change. But if you leave a space and wait for body language and wait to make eye contact, then you're letting the child know that their response matters. Yes, yes, yes. You've got to get consent now to change your kid's diapers. Hey, that'd be a good way of getting out of changing the diapers. I said, my wife asked me to change the diaper. Honey, sorry, the baby didn't give me consent. Maybe you should ask. See if that works. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, U.S. Marines killed more than 70 Taliban leaders in Afghanistan. Leah Gabriel's a former Navy pilot and intelligence operator. She explains what this means to our military strategy.
Well, I think it means that at least on this localized level, our strategy is working. If you listen to General Nicholson, who's the top U.S. general in Afghanistan right now, he will even say that this is a localized effect that it's having. But I think this particular attack and this particular success shows that our intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance efforts are working. It means for us to have followed this group of leaders, Taliban leaders, including leaders from six different provinces in Afghanistan.
Today, President Trump is in Santa Fe, Texas, meeting with family members that were affected by the school shooting there earlier this month. Now, on the way out to Texas, the president talked about actually pardoning Martha Stewart and former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The nation's unemployment lines got a little shorter last week. With more from Washington, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says 221,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's 13,000 fewer than the previous week. Most experts were expecting the number to come in at about 224,000 or about 3,000 more than it did. The biggest increases in claims were in Pennsylvania, California, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Comedian Jim Carrey took to social media earlier this week to bash President Trump and the NFL over the latest controversy surrounding the league and the national anthem. Meanwhile, former baseball player Johnny Damon is no fan of the protests. He explains why.
My dad served the country, and I feel like that was the wrong message. And hopefully, you know, we can all come together and figure this out. You're making a lot of money in America. I believe you should stand for the flag. I think you should represent the flag.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with a top North Korean official earlier today. The secretary then addressed the media and talks about the progress that was made.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste. In my conversations with Chairman Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang and today with Vice Chairman Kim Young-chol, I've been very clear that President Trump and the United States' objective is very consistent and well-known: the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump has also made it clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter path for North Korea. We envision a strong, connected, and secure, prosperous North Korea that maintains its cultural heritage but is integrated into the community of nations. We think that, working together, the people of the United States and North Korea can create a future defined by friendship and collaboration. We sincerely hope that Chairman Kim Jong-un shares this positive vision for the future. We expect both leaders to enter the summit in Singapore, but proceeds with our eyes wide open and with a clear understanding of the possibilities for the future. If these talks are successful, it will truly be historic. It will take bold leadership from Chairman Kim Jong-un if we are able to seize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the course for the world. President Trump and I believe Chairman Kim is the kind of leader who can make those kinds of decisions, and that in the coming weeks and months, we will have the opportunity to test whether or not this is the case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.